This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habaim. A few important announcements. Firstly, Gimel Amud Beis will be tonight. Sorry, I just have a fluid schedule coming up, so I don't want to fall behind. Gimel Amud Beis will be tonight at about 9:15. Okay, approximately 9:15, Gimel Amud Beis. Secondly, vote early, vote often. Now, actually, to sign up, not to bring your phone into shul, you can only vote once. We have very secure voting protocol, okay? We've been, because President Trump appeared on the video, we have very, very secure voting process. You can only vote one time. So vote early, but you'll only be able to vote once. Share it with your friends. Share it with your neighbors. Share it with the people who sit next to you in shul. Okay, here we go. Masechta Nazir Daf Beis. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah opens up, Kol Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus. It opens up basically the same way Masechta Nadarim opened up. Nadarim began, Kol Kinuye Nadarim Kinadarim. Nazir begins, Kol Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus. So we spoke out the famous machlokes in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Yud between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that kinuyim are lashon shabadu lohem chachamim milibam. However, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion lashon umaisim. They're foreign languages. These languages of nazik paziach are foreign languages. So the question that all the Rishonim deal with, Tosfos asks it in Nazir. Tosfos asks this question in Nadarim. The Ran asks this question in Nadarim. Is why did the Mishnah pick these three languages? Why not Chinese, Japanese, and some and Italian? You know, why Nazik and Paziach? So that's the question we're going to deal with. Let's begin with the Tosfos in Nazir. Okay, so I didn't make a Marim Akim out of this because you should have the Gemara Nazir yourself. Tosfos says, Uvichinuyin Nechleku Amaram, the Parakam and Nadarim. Regarding Kinuyim, it's Machlegis Amaram in the first Parak of Nadarim. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer Lashon Umaisim. Rabbi Yochanan says the Lashon of the nations. Perosh Shalosh Lashonos Elu Mishivim Lashonos Heim. These three languages are of the 70 languages. It's three of the 70 languages. Now Tosfos asks the obvious question: Vim Taimar l'Rabbi Yochanan, my area Hanach Gimel Lashonos. Why did, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we pick these three Lashonos? Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. B'chal Ayin Lashonos Nami. All the 70 languages. Mkibal Alav Naziros. If you accept the Naziros, be'echad mehanach Lashonos in any of these Lashonos, Chayil Alei Hanaziros. The Naziros is Chal, which is true. So that's the kasha all the Rishonim deal with. Before we see Tosfos' answer, just I want to point out Tosfos' answer in Nedarim. I'm going to really look at this. Look how nice you could blow up Tosfos in Nedarim. It's over here. Tosfos brings the question. The kasha, look where my icon is. Lamanda Amar, Lashain. Nachrim, amai nakat hani lishni. Why did it pick these languages? Lema b'chol ha'lashonos. It should say any language. Shehim noijim b'lashonim yei neder. So we're going to first see the answer of Tosfos in Nedarim. V'oimari, vaday im yehei k'lashonam yehei neder acharei shehim avinim. Certainly, if you use a foreign language, it's a neder if you understand it. The chiddush of these three, these three lashonos, even if you don't recognize the language, it's a neder. When it comes to Japanese, if you speak Japanese, then you could use the lashon nazir in Japanese. But if you don't understand Japanese, you can't use the lashon of Japanese. These three languages, even if you don't understand the language, you would be a nazir if you use these words. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. Now, this is understandable because that means even if a guy doesn't speak this language, if he wants to be Mekabel Nazirus and he says these words, it's effective. By other languages, if he doesn't speak the language and he has no understanding what the word means, if he says that word, it will not be effective. These Lashonos, because it's so close to the word Nazir, even though you don't speak this language, you would be a Nazir if you say these words. And that's very understandable because the guy's mechavein to be a Nazir. He just doesn't recognize this language. But okay, he doesn't understand this language. But these three words are so identifiable by Japanese. If you don't speak Japanese and you have no understanding of Japanese, even if you say Nazir in Japanese and you're mechavein to be a Nazir, you're not a Nazir because you didn't articulate it. What do you mean? I said it? Yeah, but you don't speak that language. That's not called articulation. But these words are so close to the real thing, even if you don't understand the word, you're a Nazir. That's Tosfos in Nedarim. But now, sorry, coming back to Tosfos in Nazir, Tosfos answers, Avomehani says, when it comes to other languages, Imakiram. Umavino, if you recognize it and you understand it, umeskavin lekabel of nazirus and you're mechavin to accept nazirus, have a nazir. Aval mehani lishni, these languages, the masnisin ki amar nizroi be'echad min shalosh shoshanos halalu, when you say you're nazirus in one of these three languages, chayil alei nazirus, the nazirus is chal. Nami ki ein meskavin, even if you're not mechavin to be a nazir. Because it's more similar to the Lashon of the Torah than other languages. You see, when it comes to Japanese, says Tosfos, if you're not mechaven to be a Nazir, you're not a Nazir. But when it comes to these languages, even if you're not mechaven to be a Nazir, you're a Nazir. That's very interesting. That's different than Tosis and Nadarm. Tosis and Nadarm says if you don't understand the language, you're a Nazir. But at least you're mechavin to be a Nazir. Your kavana is to say the word as an acceptance of Nazirus, it's effective. But Tosis in Nazir says if you're not mechavin to be a Nazir, you would be a Nazir. That's a pella. Why would you be a Nazir? The Tosis Yom Tov asks, he quotes Tosis. You have to know it, understand it, and have kavana. Ask the Tosfos Yom Tov. You're telling me even if the guy is not mechaving to be a nazir, he would be a nazir? The tema to beloi kavana salev, without kavana ain kan nazirus klal. There's no nazirus at all. Shaha nazirus miklal hanadarmu. Nazirus is a type of neder. Kidachsev, ki yidar neder nazir, uba'inon shehe pivali by shavin. Your mouth and your heart need to be on the same page. And if you're completely absent-minded, then it would not be effective. He brings a raya from the following case. He brings a raya from. Let's see. Somebody who said on Meiser Hareza Truma. So it's not Truma. Because his heart isn't there, and it's not Meiser because he didn't say it. So you need Pivoli by Shavin, and you don't have Pivoli by Shavin. So again, this is only a kasha on Tosfos in Nazir. Tosfos in Nedarim says the chiddush of these three Lashonos is even though you're not Makir, you don't understand the Lashon. But of course, you're Mechavein to be a Nazir. Tosfos in Nazir is saying you don't even have kavanah to take nazirus upon yourself. Well, if you're not mecham to take nazirus upon yourself, then it should not be effective as the Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay. This Tosfos Yom Tov is a very big sugya. How do you address this question? How in the world could you be a nazir with no intention of being a nazir? Even though if somebody says, "Ehei nazir," and they said, "I have no intention of being a nazir," we don't believe them. We say, "Dvarim shebelev lo yehava dvarim." But when it comes to this expression, where the guy had no intention of being mekabel nazirus, that to that the Tosfos Yom Tov cannot wrap his mind around that it would be an effective nazirus. Okay, I want to show you the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph Halacha Tazayin, says Yesh mekomesh she'ansheim alogim. Some places their people are. How do you translate alogim? They're uneducated, uncouth, and illiterate. Umafsidin as halashain, and they destroy the language. They speak jargon. They speak gibberish. Yeah, there's some. Umechanin al davar bedavar acher, and they call a car a cat, and they call a cat a ball, and they call a ball a chicken, and they call a chicken a battery. They just, it's jargon. So the halach is holchin sham achar hakinoi. There we follow the nickname. If they call a neder an elephant, and a guy says hare olai elephant, so then we follow. That's how they call nedarim in this place. Ketzad kol kinoi carbon ka carbon. Hare hein olai koinam koinach koines hare elu kinoi le carbon. Cherek cheref cheref hare elu kinoi le cherem. V'chin kiyotz v'holchim achar loshon. Klal ha'am ba'oisei makim ba'oisei zman. What's the Rambam saying? You have some places where the people are illiterate. Okay. What's the Rambam getting at? They're not literate. So let's see the Ran in Nedarim. We actually learned it when we were learning the Nedarim, but I did not remember. The Ran also asks the Kasha of Tosfos in Nedarim and Tosfos in Nazir that according to Rabbi Yochanan that these are foreign languages. Why did the Mishnah pick these three examples? Be'ikul Medak, look where my cursor is. Luri, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Losha Nachram He Maishna, the Parash Hanach Lishni, the Koinam Koineach Koines, Tvei Mishar Lishni, Lema Hanoider B'Cholosha Nidroi Neder. V'hanochoin shera'isi b'zeh humash apir shachocham agado Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Chasdoi. You know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? The Rabusa Ashmeinan. Not only does Italian help and French help and Spanish help, those are actual languages. D'loy mi bible shonis racham shem l'shonis gemurim. It goes without saying the language of goyim that are straight out languages, shahanoider behem nidroi nether, that if you make a nether, the nether is a nether. Sha'afilu bilshoinoi she'enon gemurim. The chiddush is, what if you have languages that are not full-fledged languages? Kogoin elu dekoinam koineach, shari loshen ha'koideshu, their Hebrew elashenishtabesh. It's corrupted Hebrew. V'sakidai techamina, I would have thought shahanoider behem lo yehei nether. I would have thought it's not a nether. Kivan she'enoi loshon gamor b'fnei atzmai. It's not a fully accredited language. Kamash malon. The kivan shehanochrim medabrim bohem. The chiddush is, since goyim speak it, afal pi she'enoi me'ikr l'shoinam, even though it's not a primary language, ela mishibush shehu biyadam, it's a corruption. Harehu nader gamor, it's a complete nether. The kol she'ken shar l'shoinois hanochrim. Certainly other languages of Goyim. So the same Kasha of the Rishonim, namely, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kinuyim are just foreign languages, why didn't the Mishnah just say all foreign languages are good? And the Ran gives a new answer. So far we've seen two, and then the Ran. Tosfos in Nedarim says the Chiddush of these three are even if you don't understand the language, it's effective. Tosfos in Nazir says, even if you're not mechavein to be a Nazir, it's effective. And the Ran says, the Chiddush is, even though it's not a primary language, You do understand it, but this is not one of, this is not one of the 70 languages. It's not Italian. It's not French. It's not Spanish. It's a corrupted dialect of Hebrew. So maybe that's not an effective. Now, that's the Ran. The Chavra de Hilchasa booklet says the Hesber in the Ran is what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is it's also a language. That even though it's not one of the primary languages, it's also a language. Possibly there might be another way to understand this approach, which is how some Achronim understand the Rambam. The Rambam says there's some uncouth, uneducated people. They don't speak actual languages. They just, it's a convention. You say cup when you want to say ball, you say ball when you want to say chicken, and you say elephant when you want to say nether. So, and the Rambam says it's effective. Is it effective because it's also a language? Or maybe the Chiddush is you don't need language to make a nether. Maybe you just need communication of your mouth, but you don't need language. In other words, in this world, that the Chiddush of these three examples is because it's corruption. So why then is it effective? Is it effective because it's also a language? Or is it effective because there's a Chiddush by Nedarim, you don't need language, all you need is verbal communication, even without language. In other words, let's say, you washed and your kids are misbehaving. So you go, no, what are you doing? You're talking? The word new, what does the word new mean? The word new is a general term referring to all cease and desist annoying behavior. What does the word new mean? New can mean, the answer is it's verbal communication without language. So maybe there's a chiddush that's effective for Nadarim. Is the chiddush these corrupted languages are also languages, or is it that you don't need language, verbal communication is effective? What's the nafgamina? So the Brisker Rav says something very interesting. First of all, in Chiddush Reb Shmuel Razovsky, going back to the Rambam said that the Lashon HaLagim, these uncouth, uneducated people who use certain terms for certain words, the Rambam says it's effective in that place. In that place, it's effective. In the inner city, where they have their jargon and they have a certain terminology for nether, it's effective there. The Rambam never said that Italian is only effective in Italy. No, you could if you could say nether in Italian even in Brooklyn. The Rambam never required you in other languages that it should be effective only in the place where those words are used. As long as you understand it, it's effective. Other Rishonim say, no, all languages are only effective in the place where that language is spoken. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says as follows. He says something very interesting. He quotes the Ran in the beginning of Nedarim, that the Chiddush is that these languages work even though it's not Me'ikar L'shainam, it's a corruption. Says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Masechta Nedarim Siman Aleph, when we pashtas divrei Haran nira, the high dina, the kinoi Nedarim, kinedarim, ain zed din mechudish beparshas Nedarim. This is not a special Chiddush when it comes to vows. When the Ran says that kinoi Nedarim works, even though it's not me'ikra lashoinam, but since they use it, it's effective. It's not a special din in nedarim. It's a din in language. Kiim dema demahani humishim de kinuyim nami have a bachal kol lashon. A kinoy is a valid language. The din of the Mishnah is nedarim works in every language, and the reason to pick kinuyim is kinuyim is also a language, even though it's not me'ikra halashon. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky then brings a Yushalmi, and he offers that the Rambam also holds this way, that it's not that kinuyim is also part of that language. The chiddush of kinuyim is that when it comes to neder, you don't need lashon, you just need bitoy svasayim. You don't need language, you just need utterance of the lips. There is a form of verbal communication without language. It's called bitui svasayim. The chiddush of the Mishnah, you could argue, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says the Yushalmi holds this way, and the Brisker Rav says that's the pshat in the Rambam, that these nations of the world that they say cat to refer to neder, that's not a language. It's not a lashon. The chiddush is not that it is a lashon. It's not a language. It's the chiddush is it's effective because it's a form of verbal communication. You could verbally communicate without a language. He says, He says, "Vanira b'dasu Yushalmi, the kibun the kasev ran the kinuyin have a shibush lashon, v'chein mavuar b'Rambam the have a lashon alagim hamafsidin es alashon." The Yushalmi holds the be'emes ain hakinuyim chashivi lashon. It's not an actual lashon. Even and the Ran also says that there would be a makom to say it's not a lashon. The chiddush is according to the Ran, it is a lashon, but you could argue it differently, that the chiddush is not that it is a lashon. The chiddush is that it works anyway, even though it's not a lashon. The chiddush is, af deloy have a lashon, na michal haneder, mishum debinadarm, leka din lashon, ela din levate, sheyevate is nidroi. That's why kinuyim works. Kinuyim is not a lashon, but it's still bitoy svasayim. So what's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is, could you say Kriya Shema with Kinuyim? Let's say you're in the hood, and in the hood, the way they say Shema is jump, and the way they say Yisrael is, I'm not going to say what they say. And the way, you know, let's say they had a jargon. Could you be Yoytzei Kriya Shema? Well, it depends. According to the Ran, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, corrupted language is also language. Well, then you could say Shema. Shema is said in any language. But according to perhaps the Rambam or this other interpretation, that the Chiddush is, even though it's not a language, it's still Bitoy Svasayim, then you can't say Shema. There's no din Bitoy Svasayim by Shema. There's no din you need to verbally communicate Shema. Shema has to be said B'lashoin. It could be said B'cholashoin, but it has to be spoken in language. So according to the Ran, where the Chiddush is that it is that Kinuyim is a language, so you'd be able to say Shema in a Kinuyim. According to the Yushalmi or the Rambam, the way the Reb Shmuel understands it, where the chiddush would be, it's effective because for nedarim you don't need lashon. All you need is bitoy svasayim. It would not be effective for kriyas shema. He says, "Lefizeh nira the kriyas shema misha yikra kriyas shema bekinuyim lo yatzay idei chayvasay dekivan din esbar de ein lezeh toras lashon." Since We're saying it's not a language. Loisagi bezele kriya shema. Devi kriya shema boi loshen davka. Rak b'nedarim, where it's sufficient to be mevate, and you don't need loshen. It's enough b'kinuyim. Now, the reason the shiur started a little bit late is, first of all, I gotta prepare to. I first wanted to try to find an answer to the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha, but I couldn't. I didn't have something good to say. The Keren Ora tries to answer the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha, but I couldn't give it over. So then I'm looking for the Brisker Rav. There is no Chiddushei HaGriz straight up on Nazir in the original print. I think there's a newer edition that there's a newer Chiddushei HaGriz, but I don't have it. But Rav Shmuel quotes the Griz, Shamati Mishmei Demaran HaGriz, that by Kriya Shema, Kinoi won't help. Why? Because Kinoi is not a lashon. It just for Nedarim works anyway. This is according to the Yushalmi, but according to the Ran, Nedarim also you need lashon. The Chiddush is Kinuyim is lashon. Then of course for Kriya Shema it would be effective. Yeah. So basically, what we saw today was four approaches to one question. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Kinuyim are foreign languages, why did it pick these three languages? Tosfos in Nedarim says, even if you don't understand this language, it's effective, but at least you need to be mechavein to accept Nazirus. Tosfos in Nazir says, these languages help even if you're not mechavein for Nazirus, and we saw the Tosfos Yom Tov's question, then it's ein piv libo shavein. The Ran in Nedarim said the Chiddush is that even though these are not actual languages, it still works. And then we said there are two ways to say it. Either because even these corruptions are a language, and then we said according to that, you would be able to say Kriya Shema in a Kinoi. Or the Chiddush is even though it's not a language, it's still Bitoy Svasayim. Nedarim doesn't need Lashon. All it would need is Bitoy Svasayim. Okay, friends? Have a great rest of the day. I think tonight's going to be Gimel Amud Beis, okay? And then that will be this week's Daf HaShavua. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.